Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge to my account that I didn't approve.
Okay. Okay, what's your zip code?
76234.
Seven, six, three, four.
234.
Two, three, four. Okay. Okay, what's your first name?
Well, my name is Harriet, but it may have been my husband, Andrew.
You said your name is Terry?
Harriet.
Harriet?
Harriet.
H-A-R-R-I-E-T. Okay.
But it's probably Andrew.
Wagner? A Wagner?
Vager, yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second while the account loads.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Hello?
1 second while the account
Hello?
loads.
I can't understand you. What are you saying?
Can you give me 1 second while the account loads?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have the account pulled up now. And I do see the most recent charge is for 6732 that was made yesterday.
Right, and we didn't approve that.
Okay.
I don't even know what it would be for. My husband did a survey, and they said, told him that the survey said for a shipping price, they'd send something. Well, he agreed to that $5.74 charge, but he did not agree to $67.
Yeah, so the 5 cents. So this is how it happened. So when he paid the $5.74, he was entering a contest to win the cruise set cookware. And if the cruise set cookware. And if he didn't win it, then he would be billed the original price $67.32 to enter the main contest. And all of this was said in the terms and conditions. And I know most people don't read the terms and conditions. They just click the check mark and just keep it pushing. And just keep moving.
Well, he did not understand that. He thought he was doing a survey with Kohl's. He had no idea this company was involved.
Okay, so what I just did, I went on ahead and canceled it out. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
It's C as in Cal. 263-082-173.
Okay, and how soon can I expect the money put back in my account?
Well, even though he didn't understand what he was doing, it was still an authorized payment because it said all of that in the terms and conditions. So,
you're not going to put the money back and yet you've canceled the order too?
Well, I just canceled it being charged any further.
How much more would it have charged?
Well, it's going to keep going until you want it.
No. No, this is a scam. Y'all need to put the money back in the account. And not draw any more money out of that account, period.
Thank you.
I've already contacted my bank, and they said to contact you and tell you to put it back and not to do any more. Which it took 4 phone calls for you to finally call me back 2 hours after I started calling. Are you still there? Hello? You claimed there was a place on there that you said yes on the form, which this was a drawing, and if you didn't win, then you'd pay the $67, and then it would go in again. Hello? Gone. No, it's still open line. Get to Grandpa.
Okay. Yeah,
hello?
Man, I'm just speaking with my supervisor. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just spoke to my supervisor. She authorized me to give you a full refund, and that should be in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you. Do you have confirmation code for the refund?
No, it should be sent to your email.
Okay, what's the email?
AnnBogner@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else?